AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the White House today, President Trump was asked if he said last week he wanted to see more immigrants from places like Norway.
I want them to come in from everywhere.
The debate rages over whether President Trump used a vulgar term last week during a contentious meeting on immigration. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Democrat Dick Durbin stands by his claim that the president did. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen isn't so sure.
I did not hear that word used, no, sir.
Nielsen testifying before a Senate panel that included Durbin.
I don't dispute that the president was using tough language. Others in the room were also using tough language.
There's internal debate among White House aides about what version of the vulgarity the president used. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president has not said he didn't use strong language and will not be apologizing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At a conference in Canada on the Koreas, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says peace is up to the North Koreans.
Only by abandoning its current path can North Korea achieve the security and stability it desires and a prosperous future for its people.
Local police in California say the mother of 13 children kept locked in filthy conditions was perplexed about why officers came to their home. Captain Greg Fellows calls it torture.
If you can imagine being 17 years old and appearing to be a 10-year-old, being chained to a bed, being malnourished, and injuries associated with that, I would call that torture.
The abuse was discovered when a 17-year-old girl jumped out a window and called 911. Police in Montpelier, Vermont say officers shot and killed an attempted robbery suspect on high school grounds. Montpelier High School and a nearby state office building were placed under lockdown following an attempted robbery at Vermont State Employees Credit Union. This is AP Radio News. Actor Timothy Chalamet will donate his salary from an upcoming Woody Allen movie to charity.
Timothy Chalamet writes on Instagram he does not want to profit from his work on the Woody Allen film A Rainy Day in New York. Chalamet says he will donate his entire salary to charities fighting sexual abuse and harassment. He cites contractual obligations as to why he won't answer questions about why he decided to work with Allen. Chalamet's co-star Rebecca Hall announced last week she's making a similar donation with her salary after reviewing molestation accusations from Allen's daughter, Dylan Farrow. Allen denies the accusations. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
It's a girl for Kim Kardashian West and Kanye West. Their daughter was born by surrogate yesterday and weighed in at 7 pounds, 6 ounces. No word on where the birth took place. This is their third child. Kim Kardashian West suffered from a potentially life-threatening complication during her two other pregnancies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.